Hello, Gary B. with an update on the local and regional scene. Soft drink and snack maker PepsiCo says it will team up with its largest bottler, Pepsi Bottling Group, to invest $1 billion in Russia over the next 3 years. PepsiCo calls it part of a long-term strategy to expand in an emerging market. The investment will be used to boost manufacturing and distribution capacity in Russia, as PepsiCo calls it, an attractive growth market. A memorial trust fund has been established at the First Community Bank in Batesville for 19-year-old John Allen Runyons. He was killed in a one-vehicle accident early Friday morning, 4 miles south of Batesville. According to friends, Runyons was returning to Batesville from Searcy when the accident occurred. He was employed at Colton Steakhouse in Batesville for the past 3 years. Funeral arrangements will be announced by Willis Funeral Services. The memorial trust fund will be used to pay for the funeral. An increase in the number of vehicle accidents involving deer has led to urban hunts in some areas of the state in an effort to control deer population. The Arkansas Game and Fish Commission has organized such hunts during the past few years, during which hunters can use only bows and arrows. Hunts are set for this September and next January in Horseshoe Bend, Cherokee Village, Bull Shoals, and Hot Springs Village. A report on deer vehicle collision claims from State Farm Insurance lists almost 18,500 such accidents in Arkansas during 2007 and 2008. Those numbers also include collisions with elk and moose. The Independence County Hydro Administration reports that the three dams in the White River Hydro Project had a good month of power production. Clarksville Water and Light was billed for 5,229 million watts of power for a total of $428,778. A light rain came around 6 p.m. on Saturday. Didn't last long, with dry skies and mild temperatures to follow. Celebrate American 2009 at Riverside Park in Batesville hosted thousands who turned out to enjoy local entertainment and a superb fireworks show produced by Rick and Nancy Weaver's Air Magic Company. Excellent entertainment preceded the 9:15 p.m. fireworks show with the West Magnet Elementary School dancers Ashley Rogers and Triple Threat, featuring Vicky McGee, Sarah Roark, and Penny Wolf. The Citizens Bank was the event's corporate sponsor. And July 16th is a deadline for entering the Miss Independence County Fair pageant. It'll be held on Tuesday, July 21st, the first day of the fair. Pageant co-chairperson Madeline Sutherland said there are added scholarships in this year's event.
UACCB is providing us a full scholarship that can be used in the fall, the spring, and also the summer now. And we also have money donations that have different ones for scholarships for our first and second runner-up, also for our Miss Congeniality. And we're going to give this year a first-time award for the best interview. And, you know, they're about $200 or so dollars a piece. So we really encourage those young ladies that would like to go on to school or further their education to come out there and be in our pageant.
Yeah. Pageant entry is $20. Applications available at our studios or online on the internet at icfair.com. Regardless of which pageant you plan to enter, do so very soon. That's the word from the pageant coordinators, and that brings you right up to date.